Sefer names through Parsha Frameshir for Parshas Vayigash. We'll be looking at the Sefer Od Yosef Chai by Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky. So the pasuk comes up in Perek Memhei Pasuk Chavav, which is V'yagidu lo lemor Od Yosef Chai, that Yosef tells his brothers to go and tell Yaakov, the famous line that Yosef is still alive. So Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky lived from 1867 to 1948. He was known as the Maharitz. He was the chief rabbi of the Eidus Charedus in Yerushalayim. He was a disciple of the Shevet Sofer. He was a grandchild of the Chassam Sofer. Was originally a Rav in Slovakia and then Chust. He had one child, Yisrael Moshe. He moved to Yerushalayim in 1930 under the British mandate. In 1932, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld passed away and he became his successor. He strongly opposed Zionism. He spoke at the newly formed United Nations against the creation of the Zionist state. He died at the very end of the 1948 war. His kever is in a small cemetery in the courtyard of the Shari Tzedek Hospital on Yafo Street, which was used as a temporary burial ground during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, when the Jewish cemetery on Har HaZeisim was inaccessible. He was then succeeded upon his passing by Rav Zelig Reuven Bengis and by his son Rav Yisrael Moshe Dushinsky. The Jerusalem municipality actually wanted to honor Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky after his death by naming a street after him, but his son Yisrael Moshe refused for fear that any Shabbos desecration that occurred on the street, like the driving of cars, would cause pain to his father's neshama. After back and forth, his son finally agreed to name a passageway of stairs in Sanhedria after his father, since cars could not access the path. So the Sefer Od Yosef Chai al Torah, very interesting psicha, introduction to the Sefer, which has everything to do with Parshas Vayigash. So he begins with several questions. First of all, with respect to these agalos that Yosef sent to Yaakov. So the earlier pasuk it says, "Vayitain lahem Yosef agalos al pi paro," that Yosef provided agalos through or with the approval of Paro. But then later it says, he received the agalos asher shalach Yosef, that Yosef sent. It doesn't say they were sent al pi paro. So first of all, what's with the discrepancy? But also, why would Yosef even need Paro's permission to send agalos? Didn't Paro say, Raka kise agadol mimeka? I mean, you're second in command, but you essentially have all the power. You can make your own decisions. So what does it mean that he sent the agalos al pi paro? And then why is that al pi paro missing when Yaakov finally receives the agalos? Another question. The Medrash says about these agalos that they had Avodah Zarah engraved on them, and that Yehuda burned them. So it's interesting. Doesn't the pasuk say the agalos were lasiso so? The agalos were to carry things on them. So what does it mean that they had Avodah Zarah on them? Why would they have Avodah Zarah on them? And Yehuda burning them? What's going on there? And finally, number three, Yosef tells his brothers that he was made la'av leparo la'adon l'chol beso Moshe b'cheretz Mitzrayim. He was the head in Paro's house. He was a master for the entire house. And he was a ruler in all of Mitzrayim. But when the brothers tell Yaakov and report back Yosef's position, they say, Samani Elokim la'adon b'cholaret Mitzrayim, and Moshe b'cholaret Mitzrayim. They leave out la'av leparo, the adon b'chol beso. Why did they leave out that part of Yosef's resume when they were reporting it back to Yaakov? So Rav Dushinsky starts off by saying that the Medrash tells us on the pasuk shor o kesev ki yivaled. The Medrash asks, a shor refers to an adult. So what do you mean shor ki yivaled? The baby version of a shor is called an egel, a calf, a young cow. So why did the pasuk say shor o kesev ki yivaled? It should have said egel o kesev ki yivaled. So the Medrash says that since the Jewish people did the tremendous sin of the egel hazahav, the pasuk didn't want to mention an egel. And even though shor ki yivaled doesn't really make sense, the Torah stays clear of any mention of the word egel because it's a reminder of the terrible sin that the Jewish people committed with the egel hazahav. There's a pasuk that says, Lama Hashem yechere apcha b'yamecha. Chazal say that that was a conversation with respect to the egel hazahav. Jewish people say to Hashem, maybe you'll never forget the egel hazahav. How do I know that you've moved past it? Kosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I will. Then they say, but maybe you'll forget Har Sinai, our relationship that we created, that we forged on Har Sinai. Kosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I won't forget that either. But don't we know that Hashem really never forgets the Igel HaZahav? So what does this mean that Chazal are telling us that Kosh Baruch Hu says, yes, I'll forget it? So the answer is that, Radushinsky says, that the reason the Jews steeped so low by the Igel HaZahav is that they were in Egypt for so long. It just made a mark on their neshamas. Their neshamas became impure. But by Har Sinai, when they said Nasev and Nishma, they showed they had changed. Finally, they had removed the tumah stain from their neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Egel. It's true. He remembers the sin. But he also remembers Har Sinai, which came to negate the sin of the Egel HaZahav. And Radushinsky says, this explains the Medrash, which says that when Moshe went up to Shamayim to get the Torah, he found the Kadosh Baruch Hu learning Parshas Parah. And quoting Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Agala Bashnasa Parah Bashnasayim. What does that mean? The answer is, he was saying the Egel HaZahav took place Bishnasa. That was right after the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, which was the root cause of the Egel HaZahav, was the fact that they were so steeped in impurity. Whereas a Parah is Bashnasayim. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke the two Dibros, they left that low level. The reason it didn't say Egel is because Egel symbolizes what we were. The shore, the par, symbolizes what we have become. Let's take this back to the agolos that Yosef sent. Paro, when Yosef approached him with the idea to send agolos, Paro did not want Yosef to send out agolos. Why? Eagles? A cow? That's avodah zarah in Egypt. Paro would not want any bizoyon, any disgrace, any embarrassment, the treating poorly of the cow. He wouldn't want that to happen. So he didn't want Yosef to send out agolos. But Yosef wanted to rid the Jewish people of this avodah zarah, this mentality of Mitzrayim. So he wanted to take those agolos. So Paro then agreed. Why did he agree? The answer is he figured that, you know what, if I send out these agolos and the Jewish people see them, maybe this will accustom them to avodah zarah. I mean, they see the cow, they see it's engraved with avodah zarah, they become used to it. And that's why he agrees to send the agolos, letapchem ulenesheichem. Send them to your father's house, let the women see it, let the children see it, those who can be more easily influenced. And Paro was hoping they might maybe either join or possibly even just become comfortable with avodah zarah. But comes along Yehuda and he burns it. Yehuda did not let it get to the children. And this explains why Yosef told the brothers that he was la'av leparo, meaning la'av is av hatuma. He had the power over the tuma of paro, that avodah zarah shouldn't creep in. And Yehuda learned from this to do just like Yosef. And that's why Yaakov was appeased, because he saw that Yosef, what did they agolos, what did they do for Yaakov? Why did that make him content? The answer is that he saw now that Yosef had the power to be mevatel the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim. He remembered everything Yaakov had taught him about that. And that's what revived Yaakov, knowing that there was still hope to come out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim. And that was the brothers' kavana, that was their intention, when they told their father, Od Yosef Chai. They weren't just saying Yosef was still alive. They were saying that Yosef's koach, to be mevatel avodah zarah, is not just in this generation, but it lives on in the future. His influence will live on, and that koach to rid themselves and ourselves of the koach of tuma, of external influences, will not just be through this generation, but it will be for the Jewish people for all generations. And says Rav Dushinsky and his brother who put together the Sefer, that that's why Rav Dushinsky called the Sefer Od Yosef Chai, which is a compilation of his teachings. Because he's saying that Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky's teachings weren't just for his generation, but his influence, his messages, they lived on well after his passing. His words are just the beginning, but Od Yosef Chai, his teachings live on. He ends off by saying in the Psicha that Yosef and Yehuda had a very fundamental machlokes about how to get rid of the agolos, how to get rid of avodah zarah. Because if you think about it, Yehuda was the one who was going to burn the agolos, whereas Yosef had no intention of burning any agolos. He wanted to send them to Yaakov. So what's that machlokes about? So he says, Dushinsky says, that Yehuda wanted to burn it because his mahalich was You want to eradicate any external influences. You want to completely annihilate anything that can get in one's way, that can distract someone from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yosef realized that sometimes eradicating things that are very finite, like these agalos with these engravements on it, that doesn't really get rid of the root of the problem, because it can still come back in a different form. You wipe away an object, another object in similar form can just pop up. So what Yosef wanted to do as a solution, not just for now, but for eternity, for the Jewish people for all times, was to take agalos that represented Avodah Zarah, it was engraved on it, and he wanted to send them to Yaakov. Meaning, he wanted to send them to Kedusha. He wanted to transform them from something that was a Koach HaTuma, and he wanted to make it Koach Tara. And that's the power of Torah. That when we learn Torah, we have the power to ward off externally these Kochos HaTuma, and Yosef implanted that Koach in us as a nation by sending the Agalos, which represents Egla Arufa. There's Agalos in the Avodah Zarah world, but there's also Agalos in the Torah world. And Yosef wanted to translate and transform the Agalos that Paro had intended would influence us. Yosef understood that it wasn't just about getting rid of the object. We have to translate and turn the Koach HaTuma into Koach HaTara, into Torah study, and in that way we can truly ward off the forces of Avodah Zarah, any Koach that gets in our way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and serve Him to the best of our ability. That's a little bit about Rav Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky and his very important sefer, Od Yosef Chai.